The death toll from Haiti's January 12th earthquake has reached 230,000, as relief agencies say their efforts to provide basic care for earthquake survivors are still falling short. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
The latest death toll of 230,000, up from 212,000, does not include bodies buried by private funeral homes and private cemeteries, or the dead buried by their own families. The new figure comes as aid groups warn that disease could kill hundreds more in the second phase of the country's medical emergency. Meanwhile, medical services are still struggling to cope with demand. The UN is trying to work out how to deliver enough temporary shelters before the beginning of the rainy season. The UN's humanitarian coordinator in Haiti, Kim Balduck, says they need to find more sites for people to go.
We are trying to identify some sites outside of Port-au-Prince so that people could be evacuated. When the rains come, we have more or less 2 months, and in fact, time is getting very short because rain could come earlier.
In a separate development, rescue workers abandoned the search for survivors at a supermarket in the capital that collapsed on Tuesday with several people thought to be inside. The five-story building was badly damaged in the earthquake but had remained partly standing. The estimated 5 to 8 people inside were believed to be looters. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.